basically because he's a good player. We're picking up a player from Barcelona who we feel can do well at this level and even beyond. So that's one of the reasons why you chase people that you don't chase bad players. You're always trying to chase good players or what you consider to be good players. And that's what we've done. We've chased a player that we feel might take a little bit of time to settle in as well, but we feel we've got a player that will do this football club really well. As all the players that we've brought in, I wouldn't be sitting here as a manager saying to the chairman, listen, I brought you in some bad players, so I hope they don't do well. I want them to do well. I want them to add to what we have here, and there might still be one or two that go out. And as I said before, we're still chasing four. So there will be hopefully new faces coming in as well to enable the squad that we've got to give them competition and to aid us in trying to go where we want to go.
Has the international clearance been all signed off for him? So in theory, could be involved tomorrow?
Yeah, in theory could be, yeah.
What does he offer you maybe that you don't have, that you wanted to bring into the squad? What type of player is he?
Well, again, any player that comes in is quick, he's sharp, he's a very clever player. He's not 6'2" and everything else, so he's got to have other attributes to his game, which he has. And we think he'll complement what we have here already. And he'll also give other people, and if they've got something about him, that's how you learn. So we'll all learn from each other, and he will bring an experience from probably one of the best clubs in the world. And if we don't use that and learn from that, like any player that comes into the football club, then we're not doing our jobs properly.
How did this transfer come about? Barcelona to Sheffield Wednesday. I mean, it's really got the fans going in terms of the fact that Barcelona has come around.
It's all about contacts at the end of the day, and people that we've known around the world, that I've known around the world for many, many years. People that I trust, people that now and again will phone me up and give me, you know, the nod on a player, and just say, look, have a look at this person. But as I said, this one was more, we were talking about other people in Spain. And when we put out that we were looking for forwards, it was, oh, there is a forward, but don't think you'll get him. So, I mean, once Barcelona was mentioned, then you don't normally get them. But we asked, and we didn't get a flat no, so we asked again.
Is this with a view to maybe doing something longer term here?
Yeah, because any player that we bring in, we want to make sure that we do have an opportunity to keep them. And they want to be part of that, and they've got something to fight and earn. And Rodri wants, you know, when you speak to him, through his interpreter sometimes, but you see a hunger in his eyes and a desire that he wants to do well. And he liked the place. He got his first taste on Saturday, and when we spoke to him after the game, not a bad place to start. And he's looking forward to training and playing with us now.
Do you feel that Sheffield Wednesday, in signing a player of his more recent track record, it's something of a statement here to send out to your competitors this year?
No, it's a statement for us. Not worried about anybody else. It's what the statement says about us within our fold, that we're trying to bring in players that are going to do well for this football club.